We're doing Megillah. We're up to Daf Daled Amud Aleph, the two dots at the bottom of the page. We had discussed in the Mishnah that we have set times for us to read the Megillah. The Megillah is technically read on the 14th. Walled City read it on the 15th. So far, so good? Okay, we saw in the Mishnah that the rabbis permitted the villages to precede their reading to the Monday or Thursday, which were the 2 days in which they would enter the big towns. And being that they didn't have someone who knew how to read the Megillah, so someone from the big towns would read it on their behalf. Now, to make them come in an extra time during the week, aside from the Monday, Thursday, when they came in the way Ezra instituted, the days that the courts convened, the days that we say Tachanun, 2 days a week, the days we read in the Torah, they come into the big cities to sell their goods the way Ezra instituted on Monday and Thursday. So the rabbi said, okay, we'll let them hear the Megillah on Monday and Thursday, even though technically it's not yet Purim. It's not yet the 14th or the 15th, right? Okay, so we discussed in the previous good question. We have to leave that for now. We will say not. But if you were here, you should have a question on what I just said. We discussed the source for this, how the rabbis could do that. That was discussed in the previous daftim. Now we're picking up with the line in the Mishnah, which the Mishnah says, "Ela shakifarim makdimin liyom haknisa," but that the villages would precede their reading of the Megillah to the day in which they'd enter the big towns. Yom haknisa, the day in which they would enter. Do you guys mind if I turn on the fan? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Chachamim Ekelu Al HaKfarim Liyot Makdimin Liyom HaKnisa. The rabbis were lenient for the villages to proceed to the day in which they would enter the big cities, Kedei Sheisapku Mayim U'Mazon Lachem Shebakrachim, so that they would be able to provide water and food for their brethren in the big cities. Krachin are the big cities. Notice the key word over here is the word kidei, so that. Why did they give this leniency? For the benefit of whom? For the benefit of the big cities. So that they would be there to provide the food and water for the big cities. Asks the Gemara, lemeimra, like the word amar, lemeimra, do you mean to say, ditakanta dekachin, have they? That this institution was for the benefit of the big cities. This was coming to fix, like tikkun. This was coming to fix, to assist the big cities. Vehatnan, but we learned in a Mishnah, the word tnan is a Mishnah, right? Tanyo is a braisa, tinan is a Mishnah. Tono is a braisa, usually a tosefta. Vehatnan, but didn't we learn in the Mishnah that the Mishnah says, chaliot basheni. If Purim falls out on a Monday, Kifarim v'ayarot gedolot korin bo vayom, the villages together with the big cities, they all read it together on Monday. V'imita, and if really this institution was for the sake of the big cities, liktim uliyom haknisa, let them proceed and read it on the day that they would enter the big towns. If this is really something which assists them, so why didn't they allow them to proceed that time as well?
It's Monday, it's a day of entrance.
The reason we're here is because the question is if they made the day early so that the people in the big cities would have supplies, foods, and drinks.
Oh, for the Purim.
Exactly, for Purim. Then why wouldn't they move it earlier?
Yeah. Okay, you guys got that? The way we're understanding now is we allow them to proceed their reading so that on Purim they'll be available to supply. Now, says the Gemara, if this was all for the sake of the big cities, so then when it falls out on Monday, let them go back to Thursday. So the Gemara says, Habulu Asara, then it would turn out that they're reading the Megillah on the 10th of Adar, and we saw that they had room to maneuver between the 14th and the 11th. But if you're going to go from Monday back to Thursday, you end up landing on the 10th of Adar. And that, v'asara lo tekinu rabbanan. And the rabbis would not allow them to proceed that early to the 10th. That's why you wouldn't go from Monday to Thursday. So what's going to be the obvious question? Okay, well, what happens when Purim falls out on Thursday? Do you let them go back to Monday? Then it's the 11th. then you don't have that excuse. Right? That's within the time frame, and yet you don't send them back to Monday. So obviously the whole reasoning here is not that they'd be available for the big cities. Tashma, so that's the proof. Ta, come, shma, listen. Ta, shma, come listen to another proof. Chaliyot b'chamishi, if Purim falls out on a Thursday, if the 14th falls out on a Thursday, kifarim v'ayrot gedolot korin b'vayom. The villages and big cities, they all read together on Thursday. And if the reasoning is the way Rabbi Chanina told us, that the whole idea is that they'd be available to support the big cities on Purim, let them proceed to the entrance date, to the market day of Monday. Let them read their Megillah reading earlier on Monday, so that they'll be available to help the big cities. And that's on the 11th, and the 11th is within the institution. And says the Gemara, miyom haknisa liyom haknisa lo dachinan. We never push off someone from an entrance day to an entrance day. We don't go from market day to market day. Once they're on a market day, we have them read on the market day. They're coming in anyways. But that's not a proof against Rabbi Chanina. The Gemara pushes it off. Tashma, come here, I have another proof. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, ein matai, when is this so that we let them proceed their reading of the Megillah? This is specifically in cities where the villages really come in on market day on Monday and Thursday. But if the city is a city where the villages, they're not so careful to maintain Ezra's institution. Sometimes they come in on a Monday, sometimes they come in on a Wednesday, sometimes they come in on a Thursday, sometimes they come in on a Tuesday. They don't stick to Ezra's institution so stringently. So then, if they're not so strict about it, then we don't give them this leniency. We don't let them read early. And koin tala vizmana. Then they have to read it at its set time. V'isa kadai tachtakanta dekachimi. And if this whole idea, this institution, was to help out the big cities, that the villages will be available to support them with food and water on Purim. Mishum de nechasim b'shenu v'chamishi mafsidi lu'ul kachim. The cities have to lose out because the villages don't live up to their duty. They're supposed to come in on market day, Monday and Thursday. They don't. So not only do the cities lose out that they don't come in on market day, they have to lose out that they won't even be available on Purim. If this institution was for the sake of the cities, why should the cities lose out because the villages aren't doing Ezra's institution? Good question, right? Ella, but says the Gemara, let's reword that. When Rav Chanina said that this institution was for the sake so that they'll be available on market day, he didn't mean it that way, but rather he meant mipnei shem safkim mayim umazon lachem shebakachim, because they are available on market day, because they stick to the market day that Ezra instituted, because they do what the rabbis asked of them to come in on Mondays and Thursdays. The rabbi said, you maintain the social order. You're helping out the cities by maintaining this order all year long. So when Purim comes along, we'll take 10 steps towards you. And when you come in on market day, we'll make Megillah reading available for you, so that you don't have to come in again on Purim. So this institution was to help the villages, not for the sake of the cities, not so that the villages will be available to supply the cities with food on Purim, but rather because the villages adhered to this rabbinic institution of having market day on Monday and Thursday, the rabbis, so to speak, rewarded them and gave them this leniency that they could read the Megillah on market day, on Monday or Thursday, before Purim. You guys with me? If you guys didn't follow so well because you weren't here before, so later on it'll be easier. This is just this is the tail end of the earlier Gemara. And till the Mishnah, till we reach Mishnah Hey, we're still going to have the tail end of the earlier Gemaras. So if you're not following so well till the Mishnah, that's okay. You could ask.
What is the connection between this explanation and this previous explanation?
We just switched the words from Kedei to Mipnei. He said Kedei Shezefku. And we say no. The correct quote is that he said Mipnei Shezefku.
Where did he say it again? In the Braita?
No, it's a quote. Look, Amar Rabbi Chanina. It's a quote from Rabbi Chanina. Turn to the beginning of the sugya, the two dots. Rabbi Chanina said the sages were lenient on the villages.
He's an early Acharon?
He's an Amora, Rabbi Chanina.
Yeah, he's an early Amora? Why is the wording of it so specific?
Everyone's wording was specific. Every Amora, every family. He wasn't around, right? He was an Amora, wasn't around of Ashi's time when they composed the Gemara. Yeah.
Two questions. Why do we just throw out the argument of Yom Sheni? It's a pretty good argument, Yom Sheni. If it was also Yom Sheni, the villagers wouldn't go before Levi, so then they wouldn't have them, then they wouldn't have the supplies on the day of pulling. So isn't that enough? Why do we just throw that argument out? Why do we have to bring in Rabbi Yehuda's bride?
I don't know. I have to look deeper in the Gemara. I don't have a clear picture as to why. The Gemara gives a reason. The Gemara says we don't move from market day to market day.
Okay.
Why? You know, it's like a code. We don't. Why? So I don't know. We have to look at the Rishonim. Rashi doesn't elaborate here. He doesn't give us the reasoning. And I don't see it in the Rabbeinu Hananel either. So we would have to look at the Rashba, Ritva, Miri, someone. Do they quote someone here? Maybe in the footnotes here they quote someone who explains it. That's where it's useful to look over here. They, I see the Miri, Tosas Rosh, Kuleyevin. Say that. They basically say, being that if you'd go from Monday to Thursday, you'd be in breach of the institution because you'd end up reading on the 10th of Adar. So then the rabbi said, we'll make a constant. You don't go from market day to market day.
Okay.
So as people wouldn't get confused and end up having it read on the Thursday, on the market day, when Purim fell out on a Monday. Now, if you think about it, there's a lot of logic behind it, because where is this Megillah being read? Not the great synagogue. You're talking about a village that's so small, they don't even have a Baal Korah. They don't have anyone who could read the Megillah. So they're coming into the big city. They're probably illiterate. You have six farmers gathering, and they say, who's going to read the Megillah for us? They grab the Baal Korah, and they say, do us a favor, read it for us today. It's not like this is all under the auspices of the chief rabbi. This is happening in every little city and village all around. So the rabbi said, we have to make a fixed institution that they shouldn't be making mistakes. So the rule is, you don't go from market day to market day. That's how the Meiri and the Tosas Rosh, that's how they explain it. Okay.
Sorry, in the question is, can you read it inside the words? Why? What's the big difference between Kadei, Shishviku, Mayim, and
Mipnei?
And Mipnei.
Mipnei means because that. Okay. Because they do it, so the understood, implicit understanding is that because they do it, they were rewarded. They fulfilled their rabbinic institution, so they were rewarded.
So it's because of the villagers, then?
Right, it's for the sake of the villagers.
Okay.
Correct. Okay. In those days, most people were illiterate, correct. Yeah. They didn't know the Amoratsim in those days. They didn't know anything. They used to beat their wives. They used to do all kinds of things. They were like, really? I mean, you're talking about... They didn't know anything. You're talking about the average Jew didn't know how to read Shema or Shemona Esrei. Why did the rabbis institute Chazaras HaShatz? Because the average Jew didn't know how to say Shemona Esrei. He didn't know how to say Shemona Esrei. When Rabbi Akiva was dating his wife, we did this yesterday, no? Didn't we discuss this yesterday? Yeah. Okay.
I need to go.
Okay. Laila Tov. So maybe we'll pause here for tonight. Okay, so pick up here next week.